Hello, everybody. This is Lynn Waldrop, The Body Channel, and welcome to the Billionaire Biohacks Body Lift Edition. So we are working on thoughts, feelings, and emotions because so many people have so many thoughts, feelings, and emotions about their body, why their body looks a certain way. We want to clear traumas from each decade, childhood teasing about body parts, teenage self-consciousness about developing breasts or thighs or a butt, young adult comparison to magazine bodies, pregnancy and post-pregnancy body changes, midlife weight gain and skin loosening, later fears about visibility and desirability. So we want to go through the years and look at these different traumas and different issues that come up. So remember, we're going to kind of jump by either 5 or 10 years, depending on what the bodies want. And when you get information, just make sure that you just watch it like a movie, pass right on by, because we want to go ahead and pull it out. Okay, so we're going to clear out decades and decades of limiting beliefs and emotional trauma about aging, your body image, self-worth, and all of that that accelerates that aging process. Okay, we're going to start birth to 5 years old. Now, remember, a lot of people would say, wait a minute, why would we start at birth to five? I was adopted at 6 months, and as soon as I was brought home, I was put on a diet. So do you think there might be some traumas or some TFEs that are in my body somewhere? So we want to go to birth to 5 years old and pull out anything having to do aging, family inheritance, disliking certain parts of your body, or even what you were teased over the most. 0 to 5. Wow, you wouldn't think that there'd be a whole lot, but there's a lot. Sexual, physical abuse, malnutrition or overeating, comfort, being wanted or feeling wanted. How often that child laughed and smiled seemed to be a huge piece here. Learning the mood swings in the parents, even as a baby, that baby watching those eyes and facial expressions and the tone of voice in people around them and what that meant and what they internalized. So lots going on. We're still pulling it out. All right, let's add in here 5 to 10. You know, for some between 5 and 10, maybe they started their periods. Maybe they already started to develop some breasts or a more womanly shape. I know I was very early at physical development like that. Some develop very athletic bodies. Some are very slim and slender. So let's see what else we find. So the bodies are already chatting about this. Again, development of breasts, a lot of times this can create bad posture because you don't want to be noticed. What about being a klutz versus being graceful? We have the start of comparison in gym class locker rooms, especially towards that 9 and 10 age mark. And already categorizing. Were you the smart one? Were you the pretty one? Were you the athletic one? All these categorizations, and females especially really needing good attention from dad. The bodies just keep bringing that up. It's so important. Whatever else is coming up for you in terms of what has shaped you, what parts you like and don't like, how you were teased, how you were noticed, how you had protection. All right, we're going to add in 11 to 20. So all those early prepubescent years as well as teenage years. We're just going to rock and roll this one. Okay, we have all kinds of things like emotions around rejection. A boy or a girl not liking you, and why? Feeling like that ugly duckling. Gym locker room, sports locker room, and how uncomfortable that was. All of the diets and the pressure to look a certain way. Seeing what other girls or boys go through and not wanting to experience that. And whatever else is coming up for you, maybe even rejection at home, having a sibling that's teasing you about your appearance, acne, things like that. So whatever else is coming up for you, we're just going to pull this out. Okay, we're going to add in age 20 to 40. So we have everything around getting married, being a mom or not, getting a divorce and starting over, kids wrecking your body, all of those kinds of things, and anything else that comes up for you. All right, and I want you to keep playing this, and we're going to move on to 40 and up. We're lumping them all together because there's so many similarities. So things like I have to wear muumuus to hide my belly. I never thought about protecting my hands, and now I have these old lady hands. I can't wear shorts or cute skirts anymore because I have these veiny legs. My breasts point down to the floor. I start to look like my mother or my father. I have age spots. I can never wear a swimsuit again. Nobody can ever see me naked. I can't wear sleeveless tops because of my bat wings. I look bad now, but I know it's going to get worse. So all these kinds of thoughts, feelings, and emotions about aging that is just wearing down your beautiful body. We want to pull all this out. I hope you can see from this that our life and our bodies are so full of TFEs, thoughts, feelings, and emotions that mold not only how we think, but molds and shapes our bodies. So just as a last push, any and all decisions you've made or experiences that you've had about your beautiful body that you're willing to give up, so that your body can actually make some changes for you. Can we pull that out, please? All right, my friends, we are going to let this continue. Keep playing it. And as you do, you know, you may have to think of your father if he said unkind things to you, and play it and say, "Body, we're playing this and we're thinking about Dad this time, or Mom, or Billy on the playground, or your boss," at some point. So you can kind of direct when you do the replay if there's somebody specific or something specific that you really need to work on getting rid of these TFEs. I love you guys. I pray over your lives that you have wonderful and beautiful and healthy lives. And I'll see you on the next one. Hello, thank you for listening. This is Lynn Waldrop, The Body Channel. I am not a doctor and do not offer medical advice, diagnose, or prescribe on your conditions or treatment options. But if you like these MP3s, contact me at thebodychannel.com. That's www.thebodychannel.com, where there are many other MP3s available in the store, and you can also purchase private and group sessions.